what you have is a lot of people who have moved from no church affiliation to attending, and we got to be careful what we say about most megas because most of them don't have a membership model, to attending or identifying with a mega church. So the numbers of people who say, okay, well, I was not going to church after college or after my divorce or whatever, now I'm going to such and such mega church, those numbers are way up because the mega church is sort of in full bloom now. But mega churches are a house of cards, and I think there will be many of them that will be the first big signs of this collapse. There'll be many left, but mega churches really are, at least many of them, are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, why it's so insubstantial, why it's so unsatisfying. You can also go to areas where there are dominant mega churches and say, how many people are in church now as opposed to 20 years back? And even though you have mega churches, you have fewer people in church as a percentage of the population or even total. So I think there's a bit of an illusion there.